I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Today, Canada's Prime Minister apologized to the country's native people. Stephen Harper said he was sorry for an assimilation policy that went on for more than a century. The country sent native Canadian children to residential schools where many of them were abused. Stephen Harper called it a sad chapter in Canadian history. The government is not just apologizing, it's paying compensation. Phil Fontaine is the National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations.
Compensation is for harms inflicted on innocent children. They were for abuses that were either sexual, physical, or psychological harms that were inflicted on innocent children. And people in any society deserve to be compensated for those kinds of harms. In addition, we believe Canada as a nation must come to terms with its past. In this case, it's an ugly past.
I think probably a lot of Americans don't realize that there have been residential schools here for Native American Indians as well. Could you describe what your experience was like at these two residential schools that you attended for a total of 10 years, starting when you were 6 years old?
Well, first of all, let me make one point. The industrial schools here in Canada, which preceded the residential schools or boarding schools, were modeled after the industrial schools in the United States, the most famous being Carlisle in Pennsylvania, where Jim Thorpe, the most famous American athlete in the first half century, went to school. And of course, and his coach there, the football coach, was Pop Warner.
Mm-hmm.
And
many kids play Pop Warner football now.
That's right. Our government here commissioned a study of the industrial schools in the United States and came back and brought forward a policy to assimilate our people into in Canadian society. They did this by training our people to be shoemakers, farm workers, domestic workers, and the like.
So this gets to the heart of it, at least in Canada. These industrial schools, as they called them here in the United States and then in Canada, were supposedly, anyway, intended to help these Native communities assimilate, the feeling being that if you could not learn these skills, you could not make it in the outside world in Canada. That was, I don't know if you believe that intent, but that was the stated intent.
Well, it is really designed to do away with any sense of Indianness and to assimilate our people, to make us as like the rest of the country.
How did they do that? What do you remember?
We were reminded daily that we were, the word was Guru Savage, the English translation of that, savage, and all kinds of name-calling, beatings, sexual abuse. In my case, for example, the school I went to, just about every boy was abused sexually in one way or another.
Who were the perpetrators?
They're priests and brothers.
Given the fact, Chief Fontaine, of everything that you've mentioned, from the physical to the emotional to the sexual abuse, could an apology such as the one being delivered by the government of Canada today possibly be enough? Could even the compensation, the billions of dollars in compensation, be enough? I mean, what good really are those going to do you and the rest of the Native Indian community there?
First Nations people are the most impoverished segment of Canadian society, and an apology is not going to do away with poverty. An apology is not going to build us more houses. There are 27,000 First Nations children in state care. An apology will not immediately see the return of those children to their homes and their communities. So we have some huge problems here that are not going to disappear because of an apology. But an apology will go a long way to building the low self-esteem that we suffer from. And an apology will help us deal with the shame that we carry from these tragic experiences. An apology will tell us that Canada will never, ever deny us our existence. This is a real opportunity for Canada as a nation to come to terms with its past.
All right. Phil Fontaine is the National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations, speaking to us from Ottawa, Canada. Thank you very much for making the time for us today. A busy day for you, I know.
Thank you.